Rejoice, be perfect, take exhortation, be of one mind. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we have the votive mass of the Blessed Trinity, and in some places the Church also keeps the feast of the Holy Family's flight to Egypt, which is why we have the beautiful painting of Holy Family's flight in our sanctuary, and we say ending prayers of this Mass from the Mass which is proper to that feast. But in today's Mass of the Blessed Trinity, Saint Paul exhorts in his epistle of the Mass all Christians to be united in doctrine and heed to the exhortation of their priests and bishops. Yesterday, Bishop Dolan talked to you about heretics, the false Christians who say they are Christians but do not follow the teachings and doctrines of the Church of Christ. I thought today would be a good occasion on this commemoration of one of the principal dogmas of our religion to emphasize the importance on staying true and faithful to all the exhortations and teachings which you children get from your priests, from your teachers, and from your parents. We have this year heard much about the great martyrs of the Roman Empire. After the persecutions finally ended, there was really a short period of peace. But then started a different kind of persecution by those which were made so-called Christians, which also are called heretics. The people who denied the great teaching of Blessed Trinity, that is, that Christ together with Father and the Holy Ghost is God, they were called the Arians, after their leader Arius. As the chief of the state, the emperor was himself now a Christian, and there was no longer for these Arians even a poor excuse to disguise their false teaching as a religious zeal, but instead they pursued those whom they deemed enemies, that is, Catholics, as fiercely as any pagan could. So big was finally the influence of these false Christians that eventually even the emperor, who was then Constantius II, ruling from the year 337 onwards, even the emperor proclaimed that he was an Arian. For this, he was condemned by Pope Saint Felix II, and in revenge, the emperor banished Saint Felix to exile, where he died under harsh circumstances as a martyr for the true Catholic faith. Therefore, even after the triumph of the Church over pagans, great cruelties were inflicted upon the Christians, this time by false Christians. But situation became much worse when emperor died in the year 361 and was followed by a young man named Julian, surnamed the Apostate. This man had been raised under a good bishop named Eusebius of Nicomedia and given all the good teachings in morals and religion. But Julian did not listen to the authorities. Instead, he had a secret leaning to the worship of false gods. His inclinations had broke forth when, at the age of 24, he was sent to Athens, and in this big city, Julian became addicted to astrology, magic, and all of the vain illusions of paganism. Julian, however, still kept his paganism as a secret and outwardly pretended to be a good Christian. It was only after the death of Constantius II and when Julian became the emperor, when he started to surround himself with pagan advisors. And these evil men persuaded young Julian to annihilate Christianity and to revive idolatry. The new emperor declared that anyone without any hindrance might fearlessly follow the religion he preferred. Thus, all the good cause and actions of Christians trying to extinguish the evil forces of paganism seemed now to be annulled. Gone was the new and blessed concept of Christian and Catholic state. Julian thought he could destroy the power of the church by winning the false Christians by bribes and position of honor. For example, he handed over the Catholic churches in Africa to the heretics, who then praised him as one with whom justice alone finds place. It at once became evident to all who were true, confessing, and loyal Christians that the emperor and those whom he showed favored were evil, and the Christians who claimed to follow this emperor were merely nominal ones. Those who were Christians in integrity of heart, they readily resigned their professions, choosing again to endure anything rather than deny Christ. One day, when the emperor was sacrificing in a pagan temple, a very old bishop named Maris presented himself before the emperor. Maris's sight was impaired by an old age, and he had to be led around by a child. But his bodily infirmity no way hindered his Christian zeal, and the bishop publicly rebuked Julian as an irreligious man, an atheist, and an apostate. Julian had nothing in return to reproach the bishop with, except his blindness. According to Julian's usual custom of uttering blasphemies against Christ, he added in derision, "The Galilean," he always mocked Christians as Galileans, "Galilean, your God will not cure you." And Bishop Maris, being blind, replied, "I thank God for my blindness, since it prevents me from beholding one who has fallen away from our religion." Dear children, Emperor Julian was given so many good things when he was young, but he threw all of them away because of vain curiosity. You children are among the very fortunate in the whole world who receive daily education and instruction in the holy religion of the Catholic Church. Like that little child holding the hand of an old bishop, stay always loyal and faithful to that holy religion and teaching you have received from your priests, teachers, and parents. You will then truly be rejoicing, as Saint Paul writes today, for your loyalty already when you are on this earth will bring you causes of rejoice, but most importantly you receive them in the perfect and most happily way in heaven, where you can with your own eyes testify and see the eternal goodness of our holy triune God. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.